Well, it's Bruce Pratt back here today with Molly Engstrom, head coach of the Maine women's hockey team, who had a heck of a weekend, coach, sweeping number 14 Vermont in their house.
Yeah, it was a good weekend for the team. It's a long trip over there, and everybody knew we had to take care of business if we were going to keep ourselves in the game, and the girls pulled through. They worked hard, and it worked out.
Well, what was really interesting to me is it seemed like they were really playing your system, that they're getting it down. They understand the importance of back-checking. The forwards were back-checking. They were not making turnovers in the neutral zone. The east-west play was a lot better. But you got to be pretty happy with your freshman goaltender going back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our freshmen are getting a lot of ice, and she's played a couple of really strong games for us. She played a really strong game against BU. We weren't able to come out with a win on that one. So I think just like, you know, she's in the same boat as the skaters, which I think it kind of felt like it was right on our fingertips for a while. I think we played well against BC. We played well against UConn. So yeah, I think the ice time that they're getting is paying off. They're working hard, and they're studying the game, and they play together, and that's the best part.
Yeah, I've watched as much Hockey East, as many Hockey East games as I could, besides ones that Maine's played in. I've never seen the league this deep. I mean, it surprised me at some of the games I saw, some Merrimack, some Holy Cross games, that it's going to be a very competitive season all year, but you guys are right in the thick of it now.
Yeah. I agree. I think we can feel it, and it's the best part. I think the best part about coming back on Monday after the Vermont weekend is, you know, the girls didn't show up and say, you know, we did that. It was, they came back to work. So I think their eye is really on the prize, and you know, I think we moved up to 7 now.
Yeah.
From 10 maybe.
From 10th, yeah.
So, you know we have some climbing to do to give ourselves a chance.
You get Vermont, you're off this coming weekend, you get Vermont and Holy Cross after that at home. And when you're on a break like this, what are the things, I mean, you work on the same things all the time, and that's how things progress, but what are things that are maybe more likely to be break projects than not?
Yeah, well, right now we practiced on Monday. We did a split. We split the forwards and the D to work on very specific details that we feel like we clean those up. They're going to help us. Angling, stick position, you know, forwards working out of the corners. And just our D, I think our D played really well. So getting them to skate with the puck, there's, you know, continue to work on their skating and their puck handling. If they can distribute the puck and shut down other teams like they did against Vermont, you know, between Julia or whoever's in net, Jordan, right, Anna, and our defense, I think that can take us a long way. So today, though, you know, we're going into break a little bit lighter. We played a 2v2 tournament. The idea being they worked hard in the weight room Monday, Wednesday. You know, even though it's a lighter week and it's Thanksgiving, we're not taking the week off. So, and that message is loud and clear for them. So we'll have a practice on Sunday when we come back, and then hit next week hard.
One of the things that's impressive, Ida Guapolo was the player of the week. Elise Morphy was defender of the week. Mm-hmm. And Julia Bichetti was the freshman of the week. To have a forward, a D, and a goalie all be recognized shows that it was a team effort. I mean, you that doesn't happen without it being a team effort. I was really impressed with the D in terms of never panicking in your end with the puck. There were no just blindly chipping it back off the boards, but once, but it got recovered. And also the way that they didn't let Vermont's top players get time and space, especially Milenkova and what's her name, Beecher. They took that away. Is that something you can practice, or does that just become instinct?
Yeah, we definitely practice it. You know, we talk about it, talking about taking away time and space. So if our D can take away that time and space from, that's what good forwards want, you know, and then we can layer up in the D zone and turn pucks over. You know, honestly, I think we could have swept the awards, and I'm not trying to be a jerk in saying that. I think Julia was the actual goalie of the week, not just the freshman.
Yeah.
You know, and then you look at Haley Ryan. I mean, Haley Ryan had a couple of points, and, you know, we have freshmen killing our power play. I mean, or, you know, on our PK, they're killing power plays. So trying to work on that depth piece.
Yeah, Ryan was really impressive. She sees the ice well. She seems to have a high hockey IQ. And then you look down through all the freshmen and the ones that have played a lot and the ones that haven't played so much. You can say that about all of them in that they all look like they see the ice well. How hard is it to scout for that?
Yeah. I don't know. You just, you know, you go into a rink and as you're watching games, you just get a feeling from players. You watch them kind of over and over and you figure out, do they have their eyes up? You know, do they sort of already know what the next play is? It took them a few weeks. I think we're in week 13 or 14 now since we actually started practice. So it's taken a little bit, for sure. And when we went into Quinnipiac, there's a big question mark there. You know, we have a lot of new players, a lot of freshmen, but like I said, I mean, Haley Ryan, Reagan Worm, it's like, it doesn't, the names don't, I don't hesitate. They just fly off, you know, Michaela Border is stepping up. Sophia and Ashley on D are getting a ton of ice time. So that's going to pay dividends down the road too.
Yeah. And, one of the things that I noticed was that on the power play, no hesitancy, most of the time they knew where they wanted to send the puck next. Mm-hmm. That was, you know, against Quinnipiac, it seemed like, now where do I want to go with this? Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really been great to see that. And I hope that this early December weekends that we'll get some more folks out to the Alphon to see you guys play, because, boy, you could tell the people in Gutterson were just deflated when the weekend was over. Vermont's usually a pretty up place. People are usually pretty happy, but I think they were just stunned. Yeah. And it was fun to watch.
Yeah, proud of the team.
Well, thank you very much, and enjoy the little bit of a break you guys are going to have, and I'll speak with you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you, Molly.
Yep.